time to get ready.
Of course. Ready for what?
It's the big interview. Thinking big, living big, talking big with market strategists, money managers, economists, authors, and more.
Get ready to feel the thunder.
Long chats with big brains meant to give you a better view of the big picture.
As far as brains go, I got the lion's share.
As money life goes big time.
Big reason for this success is you.
Literally.
Right now on Money Life, my guest is Doug Roberts, the chief investment strategist at Channel Capital Research. And the big story yesterday was the Fed, the FOMC, and a meeting in which, well, I don't think it surprised anyone necessarily that the Fed raised rates a quarter point. I think it would have been more of a surprise if they had raised them a half a point or if they hadn't raised them at all. But I think the surprise was how much data we got, like this enormous data dump. And there's nobody better to discuss this with than Doug Roberts. He is the author of Follow the Fed to Investment Success. He is somebody we turn to whenever there's news at the Fed. He is the chief investment strategist at Channel Capital Research. If you want more information, channelcapitalresearch.com. His personal website is dougroberts.com, and he's on Twitter at Doug S. Roberts. Doug, welcome back to the show.
Always a pleasure to be here, Chuck.
So for you, was the news the action that we expected, or was the news that data dump I was talking about?
I think it was really the data dump, but then there's always two sides to the data dump as well. They give you a fairly detailed or much more detailed data dump than we anticipated on unwinding their bond portfolio. The whole thing was is there was also a significant number of caveats and even a question as to actually when it'll begin, whether it be this year, which they hope, but they left themselves a lot of outs that it may not begin till next year, and nobody's really sure how long it'll last or whether they're even telling you anything about it. So I view it as more of a trial balloon to kind of get the market used to the idea that they're unwinding the portfolio, but it may not necessarily take the form that they're talking about today. So it's very, very tentative.
So what form would it take?
I think it could be much more gradual than they're talking about. It could be much more delayed. It could be spread over a period of time. I think the real function behind this isn't so much inflation. It's really reloading their weapons portfolio, if you want to call it, against the vehicle of mass destruction if the credit markets really have problems. They want to be able to not just be shooting blanks. Essentially, they want to be able to reduce rates and basically engage in quantitative easing. The current situation where they were before really didn't leave too much room for error in that situation. So this way, as long as the markets can tolerate it and really the economy can tolerate it, they want to gradually do all this so then when they actually need it, they'll have, basically their weapons in place to combat basically a credit market downturn.
That said, theoretically, every rate hike is a bullet in the gun as a general rule, but nobody feels like the weapon has been reloaded at this point. How many bullets do they have to put in? Because we're not yet to the spot where they can fill a six shooter, but the truth is, I think they want a slightly bigger magazine than that.
Yeah, I think they do. But what they're really, I think, concerned about, and that's why, I guess the big news was, is everybody kind of thought they would take it a little bit more slowly with really unwinding the bond portfolio and just do more conventional tightening. But they're now starting to address that much earlier. And I think the reason is, and you saw this from Chair Yellen's testimony, that they're really not sure if conventional tools are going to work in a really serious downturn. So therefore, they want to really get the Fed's balance sheet in order. And that's the interesting thing that we're starting to see now. Partially, as they start to tighten, there's a bit of a cushion that's provided from overseas, otherwise known as the carry trade. There's still no prospect of tightening overseas in any of the major markets. There is talk that they may not add any additional liquidity to those markets, But still, the idea of basically borrowing in those currencies and then investing in the U.S. markets is still a good trade. The last time we saw that was really in Japan during the 1990s, and that was able to carry the markets much higher than anybody anticipated, even as we were raising rates, because at that point it makes it more attractive to invest in the United States. And I think that was partially why the Fed started to do what they were doing yesterday, which is they saw this opportunity, and Chair Yellen mentioned it in her speech that really the, we now see that we think the markets can absorb bonds being sold into the market, and that private investors, are capable of basically absorbing this liquidity. So now that she sees the opportunity, she's throwing up a trial balloon. And you saw the bond market rally slightly. You saw the equity markets really deal with it in the course of events. She'll probably keep an eye on that. And the beauty of really the unwinding of the bond portfolio is she can do that very, very quietly, very, very surreptitiously. She doesn't really need to even tell people what's going on. She just needs to give them the general parameters. As she termed it in speech, she wants it to be like watching paint dry.
Sort of it has been to some extent like watching paint dry. The interesting side to me was that, you were talking about how the bond market was absorbing everything. The stock market basically absorbed this all without so much as a real hiccup. I mean, they were all pretty calm, weren't they?
Yeah. Again, this is what you've really had is you have a lot of uncertainty that began over the last, let's say, 2-3 months. And really, the uncertainty has resolved itself quite positively. There are two key words thus far. There's more uncertainty that is on the horizon. There are a lot more potential black swans out there, but thus far we haven't seen any of them. And although there's been drama in terms of the media world, there really hasn't been too many real world effects, and the market's simply reflecting that.
From your perspective, at this point, the bond side of the story is bigger than the rate side of the story, correct?
Yeah, I think that's really the key, because they've said that they're going to hold a bigger portfolio than they normally would have. But that's really, I guess, if you were talking about the magazine argument, they'd rather have more bullets in the QE magazine than they would in really the conventional tightening magazine.
Okay. From an investor standpoint, like I said, you wrote the book, Follow the Fed to Investment Success. Does anything that we heard out of the Fed on Wednesday change anything that you would be doing from an investment perspective right now?
Not really at all.
Okay.
I think at this point, it's really steady as she goes. As I said, it's more likely that we'll get something, who knows, maybe you can go for a full house in the poker deck, but the odds are against that you might have one bad card that pops up this summer. But thus far, every card that's been dealt has been a positive one, so that remains to be seen. But even if it is, there's a gauntlet of uncertainty that we're going through, and that's likely to continue through the rest of the summer. And at the very least, we may make some progress, but the progress will likely be muted as compared to where it was, let's say, in the spring and the post-election Trump rally. That doesn't necessarily mean that we're not going to make progress. And also, if there's a major change, there's some major tax reform, there are some major other events that are positive, and there are no negative events to offset it, we could resume the rally. But as of right now, that doesn't look likely,
okay,
at least until we hit fall. Because nobody really likes to do anything over the summer. And at that point, it's going to probably be kind of like this slow grind. They say kind of like watching paint dry. I say kind of like watching moss grow on trees.
Also in all the announcements and all the news and the press conference, et cetera, was Janet Yellen saying she intends to serve out her term. Not that that's necessarily a surprise to anybody, but fundamentally, that's considered good news here, too, isn't it?
Yeah. Again, what we're also looking at, and really Gary Cohn heading up the committee to look for a successor to her, They really are looking, you know, Cohen himself is fairly conventional, another former Goldman Sachs person, actually another former Democrat. He may still be a Democrat, but very, very conventional. There's even been some talk that he may be her successor. Again, it's as steady as she goes, more of the same. What they're really looking for is they're going to be a deviation from the current course in terms of that, and these are kind of like all positive feelings, although one never knows until really the next candidate is proposed.
Well, Doug, great stuff as always. Thanks so much for joining me on the show. I look forward to chatting with you again. And, of course, you know, every time the Fed does something, we basically want to chat with you, so we know we'll be talking to you again soon.
Chuck, always a pleasure.
Doug Roberts, everybody. He is the chief investment strategist at Channel Capital Research. If you want more information about him or his book, Follow the Fed to Investment Success, go to channelcapitalresearch.com. You can also go to his website, which is dougroberts.com. And don't forget to follow him on Twitter, at Doug S. Roberts. All right, we just hit the halfway pole on the June 15th edition of Money Life. But halfway means we've barely started. So settle back or relax. No touching dials, buttons, mice, nothing. Because this is Money Life, and we've got lots more to go.